gift of the Magi, or she wanted a wig for Christmas.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Most about Christmas is getting to hear all them Christmas stories again.
Oh, yeah, now that is good.
Well, what's your favorite one, Jesse?
Oh, the wise men, the shepherds.
Now, that's everybody's favorite, but what's your favorite that ain't really true? You know that gets told only at Christmas.
Well, let's see. Mine's
Rudolph. That little scamp, he saved Christmas.
I didn't know that. How'd he do that?
Well, don't you remember? He killed the Wicked Witch of the West and freed Tiny Tim.
Now, Leon, I think you got that mixed up.
Mine's a story about the Waltons' homecoming.
I don't believe I ever heard that.
What'd you say was your favorite, Jesse?
Well, now, I guess my favorite is the one...
I like the Grinch Stole Christmas a whole lot, too.
Well, I ain't never heard that one.
Oh, it's good. See, the Grinch lives up there in the north in some kind of old cave,
I thought you wanted to hear my favorite.
Didn't you tell us?
No, I was going to say that my favorite...
What is your favorite Christmas?
Well, are you all through, Leon?
Hush, Leon.
Well, my favorite is The Gift of the Magi.
The what?
Well, it's a Christmas story. It's about this lady who sells her hair to get money to buy her husband a watch fob.
How's that again, Jesse?
Well, she ain't got any money for Christmas, so she sells her hair to get some.
Did you say she bought a watch fob with the money?
Yeah, and her husband, you know...
Sold her hair.
Well, why would she sell her hair, Jesse?
What, to get the money.
Well, where can you sell hair, Mr. Jesse?
I don't know. That don't matter. You see, the story is about this...
You done told us what it's all about, and I don't think...
I bet you could sell hair.
Do you two want to hear this or not?
I don't think so.
A bald-headed wife ain't too good a Christmas present.
What did Mr. Magi get for his wife?
Well, he sold his watch to get her some hair comb.
Are you sure you remember that story right now? That don't make much sense. I thought she sold her hair.
Can't you two get this? She sold her hair to buy him a watch fob, and he sold his watch to buy her some hair comb. It's a very touching story.
Touching? That's the dumbest story I've heard.
How's it turn out, Jesse?
Well, now, let's see. I ain't real sure about the ending.
I bet he divorced her. It'd sure be embarrassing to be seen with a bald-headed woman.
She'd have to scotch-tape them hair combs to her head, wouldn't she?
Would you two please just hurry?
Jesse, I think you ought to read The Night Before Christmas again. You might change your favorite.